We're here to talk to you this morning about a very serious matter. It's the Asthma Society and your concerns about a harmful smoky coal. What are these concerns and why are asthmatics bringing this to your attention?
Okay, well, Ireland has a recognised problem with air pollution from the burning of solid fuels. And it's especially prevalent in smaller towns where the coal ban isn't in place. And so we have been commissioned by the EPA to perform a research project to look at the particles in small towns. And we chose Enniscorthy to do some measurements. And we chose Enniscorthy for several reasons. There's no ban on smoky coal in Enniscorthy. There's also no natural gas. So the solid fuel burning is going to be higher.
Why is there no ban on smoky coal in Enniscorthy as a matter of interest? Because there is one here in Wexford town.
That's right. Well, it seems to be based purely on the size of the town in terms of population. So towns that are larger than 15,000 people have the ban in place. The initial ban came in Dublin in 1990, and the impact in terms of public health is well documented now, with over 350 deaths being prevented every year. And this was extended throughout the whole country over the last decade or two, but hasn't reached the smaller towns yet. Now, we do get local reports of air pollution causing problems, especially for people, for example, suffering from asthma or other respiratory problems. And so we've been investigating particles in Enniscorthy, and what we're really focusing on is trying to determine the sources of the particles, because it's quite a routine to measure the amounts of particles, but it's difficult to work out where they come from.
And it's not just Enniscorthy, Goree and Newross, the other two main towns in the area outside of Enniscorthy and Wexford, they're also unprotected. They can also utilise smoky coal, is that correct?
That's correct. So the smaller towns are not included in the ban. This is not just Wexford, this is countrywide. So our research, which is currently just finishing now in Enniscorthy, we've been there for the last 5 weeks. We've had a research team with some state-of-the-art instrumentation located in Enniscorthy. And the key thing that we're doing is we're looking at the chemicals that are in the particles themselves. These tiny particles can penetrate into the lungs and cause problems for people with asthma and so on. But we're interested in very much trying to work out where they come from. And by detecting the chemicals that are present in them, we can track back to find out the sources.
So what will you do with the information then? So after you complete this research, what will happen to it?
So we then do some, it takes quite a time to do the analysis, to be honest, but then we try to allocate the different sources, the different particles to different sources. So for example, we might say these particles are from vehicle emissions, these particles are from coal burning, these particles are from wood burning, these particles are sea salt. So we even see sea salt in Enniscorthy, for example.
Sea salt.
So it's quite a complex situation with many different sources, and this has been one of the issues over the years, is to try to work out the sources of the particles. But we're very pleased with the results that we've obtained so far in Enniscorthy.
Looking at the statistics, and I think when you mention figures, it's what really brings it to people's attention. I am absolutely amazed. There are 14,268 people suffering from asthma in County Wexford. I never actually knew that overall figure. Is that a recent statistic?
Well, that's based on a population extrapolation, because Ireland actually is one of the countries with the highest level of incidence of asthma in the world. And of course, we know that particles in the air, whether they be from vehicles or from fuel burn or even pollen in the summer months, can cause health effects. And so we're trying to work out the sources of particles in Enniscorthy, and sure, we're seeing that coal burning is a contributor, but also wood burning is a contributor as well. So we're very much interested in working up these results to see what findings that we can get.
Are you calling for an outright ban in these three towns of smoky coal?
I'm not really an advocate for anything. I'm a scientist making the measurements, and we provide this information to the EPA, which then feeds into the Department of the Environment. It's up to them to decide, really, here. I mean, the local councils can have some input. They may decide to request a ban on smoky coal. This has been done before. So, for example, in Wicklow, they requested that they be included in a smoky coal ban. This may be up to Enniscorthy to decide, or Wexford County Council to decide. But there are many factors into the equation, and the results of our research aren't complete yet, but our indications are that, sure enough, coal burning and even wood burning is by far the major contributor to air pollution in Enniscorthy.
So it's a pollutant that has proven to cause asthma attacks. Is it also, and again, I've got to be careful not to scaremonger, has it an effect on lung and even cancer a threat?
A potential long-term exposure. I mean, we do want to be alarmist about these sorts of things, but the World Health Organization does made a report for Europe, and it is estimated that exposure to small particles in air reduces the average life expectancy of a person in Europe by 9 months. So that's everybody. Hmm. So that could be somebody living in Belgium, that could be someone living in Enniscorthy. And this is just through gradual long-term exposure to pollution from vehicles, from fuel burning, from other sources. So there are long-term effects, but also, of course, people like suffering from asthma have very short-term effects that can have a huge impact on their life.
I knew someone would ask this, and I'm sure you have a pain in your face being asked it. Are you related to Arsene Wenger?
Not at all. Actually,
I've asked you about pancakes, and now I'm asking if you're related to the Arsenal football manager.
Not at all. I wish I was. I wish he was my rich uncle, and he could send something my way. But I'm not related in any kind of way. But I do have connections in Wexford, actually, because my wife is originally from Wexford.
Is she? Whereabouts?
From Bayview Drive in Wexford, originally.
Her name?
And her name was Jenny Moriarty.
Oh, very good.
And that therefore also related to the Carties that are in Wexford as well.
There you are. Now, you see, that's what people really want to hear, is the Wexford connection. On a far more serious note, we're talking to John Wenger, professor from UCC, about three Wexford towns in County Wexford unprotected from harmful smoky coal. To summarise it for us, what do you hope to do with your findings?
Well, we want to publish our findings in a scientific report. The report will also go to the EPA. They will feed into the review that the Department of the Environment is currently taking place. They actually putting forward a study which is jointly with Northern Ireland Department of the Environment to work out the potential for an all-Ireland ban on smoky coal. Now, this is just part of the bigger picture because, as I pointed out, wood burning also causes a problem. So solid fuel burning is a problem that we will have to contend with over the coming years. It does affect human health, and we may have to think about how we heat our homes in the future. We should use cleaner fuels and maybe even work towards renewable energy. But in the short term, something like a smoky coal ban would be effective.
Thank you very much for joining me, Professor John. That's Professor John Wenger from UCC. Wrapping up the first part of your morning mix. Keep coming.